Yo, what's up, Street Talk, Street Gods? ASMR Talks. Another beautiful day in sunny Los Angeles. I love my life. Okay. Light's good. Roll up your shorts. Alright, cool. Alright, some thoughts. Alright, so. Where is the real innovation to be had? I say the sun. So I don't know, it's looking at it. So I love everything about my apartment. Only thing I don't love is when I first wake up in the morning. The kitchen is kind of like in the non-optimal position, so I'm essentially in the darkness. I might start experimenting a little more, but The ideal strategies is you wake your ass up, you have some strong coffee, and then if there's sun out, you immediately get your ass outside. Maybe if not, just go on a walk and soak up the sun. Actually, my personal thought is it's actually the sun which is the best stimulant to thoughts, ideas, etc. And you know, people like nature and traveling, right? I almost have a theory that I wonder if what people really love is the sun. Because you think about it, you know, you're traveling to Portugal or Lisbon or somewhere in Asia, whatevs, right? Typically, more people are happier when they're traveling than they're at home, because I think you're in America, you're at home, you're just stuck at home all day, right? However, if you're traveling, no one wants to stay in their hotel or Airbnb for the whole time, right? They want to go out and see the sights, right? So as a consequence, you're out, you're taking pictures, stuff like that. If anything, so Michael Saylor, super Bitcoin proponent. I'm like super street photography proponent. I mean, also like I have some theories about like why you love street photography so much. I almost wonder if we love it because it just allows us to be out in the sun all day, right? Yeah, pretty cool. Maximizing your time in the sunlight is a good idea. And the reason I like to take my shirt off and go naked is more flesh, more surface area, more sun. I actually have a thought the other day. I'm like, can you eat the sun? I mean, it's obviously a metaphor. It's not not to be taken literally, but alas, it's kind of something I'm not too concerned with. And also maybe walking in the bike lane. What is, right? No pedestrians, use crosswalk. Yeah, don't be stuck in traffic. Yeah, so it looks like one of my difficulties is I have a hard time waking up. Kind of, for me, waking up is kind of slow. I mean, like, apparently Jeff Bezos says the same thing, is when he wakes up, it kind of slogs around. And as a consequence, it's just a little bit easier to, yeah, have your coffee and then get your ass outside. Do your morning sunlight meditation. If anything, if I design my own ideal house, I think the way it would look like is just be like a glass cube, kitchen being a glass cube, overlooking the sun, nature or something, right? Yeah, something like that. I call it sun corn, right? So anyways, so I mean, I think certainly LA is really bad for a lot of things, but I think the reason why people love LA so much is it's nice and sunny all year round. I mean, Arizona's too hot. Las Vegas also too hot. Middle East too hot. So there's other places that are like sunny all year round. I don't know, I guess Florida? I mean, I've never been to Florida, but I've heard good things. I mean, maybe people like Florida because it's too humid, I guess. And then LA is interesting too because it's a desert climate. It's really, the sun's strong and it's nice and bright and sunny. But it actually can get pretty cold too. Alas, for people like me, sunbathers, sunbaskers, I don't really concern myself too much. Yeah, so it does look like the future will be some sort of like, I don't know, solar power. I mean, certainly electric Tesla, right? So I think the hard thing is, I haven't done too much research into it, but it looks like the technology for solar is, I think it's getting better. I'm not sure at what rate it is. I might start doing more research, but certainly it looks like, I don't know, I think we play our cards right with solar or whatever, right? In the sun. I mean, the sun is the beacon of all power. So if you could effectively harness the power of the sun, you should be able to power the whole grid, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it's crazy now too because you could just buy an older Tesla for like super cheap now. Like you could, I'm pretty sure you get a used Model S or a used Model 3 for sub 30,000, 20,000, something like that. Like, it's the year 2024, guys. There's literally zero reason to get a gasoline car. I mean, if you wanted the ultimate, ultimate in, like, convenience, certainly a hybrid, at least in LA. Like, I mean, assuming you don't have a single-family home with a fast charger, it looks like you live in an apartment or something, hybrid is still the way. It doesn't really make sense to get an electric car if you don't have somewhere to plug it in at home. But besides that, yeah, I think, definitely electric is, the way to go. Oh, also another thing. So believe it or not, LA, we actually do have a metro rail line and it's actually really good. So easy. You can just tap it with your iPhone, Apple Pay, tap to pay, whatevs, right? Just hop on it. Go to the Discovery, California Discovery Center, it's free. Or you go all the way to Santa Monica to the beach, San loves it. And yeah, so I think the secret to happy life in LA is, yeah, just don't be stuck in a car, just take public transit. Maximum sun, this is the way.